The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. How many people in your life have told you you're half of this or half of that? Have you settled for less than being all? Well, no more. Welcome to the Coach Peggy Show. I am Coach Peggy, and I'm telling you we are about all things wellness. My mission is to clarify wellness is not just nutrition and fitness. This show is about all things wellness, and you deserve it. It's about your money, about your lifestyle, your beliefs, and even romance. We bust through your comfort zone and we're going to redefine your boundaries. We're going to extinguish your excuses and raise the bar to all things possible. It is time to use your ATM. You know, all things mindset. We're going to be bold and we're going to be badass. We're never going to be half in. So welcome to All Things Wellness. Oh, man. Oh, you guys, I'm cracking myself up. So don't you love that new music and that new intro? I am debuting my brand new show, and I'm so stoked to be with you. I've got a new producer. I've got a new name for the show. I have a new website. I have a new business. I have a new me who has been destroyed this last year, and I've been resurrected. I mean, talk about an amazing year. So that, you know, that song's cracking me up. I love it. So welcome to the Coach Peggy Show, and I am Coach Peggy Wilms. And listen, you're here on Transformation Talk Radio, and I could not be happier that you're here with me. This has been in the making for several months, and after the show, I'm going to crash. I wish I drank and I could party. It would be so much fun. But listen, I need to take you back a little bit to tell you where I am today and where I'm going. So I don't have a guest today. So you're probably thinking, where in the heck are all these stars? Where are all these authors? So I am going to have them moving forward. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have authors. We're going to have media personalities. We're going to have people just like you and just like me. But today I really thought what I would do is try to create a strong relationship with you right out of the gate, a sense of belonging. You know, we're together in this, aren't we? And share with you what I went through this last year. And I hope somebody just connects with it. And I'm going to get real. I am. And what I've learned, why I'm here today, is that some people talk wellness, like you heard in my intro, and some people talk well-being. But I really found in my discoveries this last year that I couldn't find a model that brought all of it together. So we're talking heart and spirit, and we're talking mind and body. And so I'm bringing it all together for you guys. One big happy family we are going to be. So I want to talk to you first about what the new show outline is going to be, because I'm so excited about it. And I was just talking to Zach, my producer, and we are ecstatic. I'm ecstatic. I made him ecstatic. So we're going to start off always with a quote. And I just want it to be something that I thought of that day, or maybe has something to do with the content. And then, of course, we're going to bring on the intro to the author or the guest or whomever it might be. And then I'm going to go through, we're going to hit a commercial. Let's do that. And then after the commercial, I'm adding a lightning round. And what is a lightning round? I'm just going to ask super random questions just to get to know my guests. And I'm going to actually answer a few of them after our commercial of my own about me, so you can see what this is all about. But I thought it was really important for you guys to get to know my guests at a different level. If it's all about getting to know each other and we're all more one than not, we have to start getting to know each other and collaborating and being part of a community. So the lightning round is just to find out some rogue, crazy stuff. And then after that, the guest might just go away with a cup of coffee, and I'm going to hit you with fads. Fad or for real? I'm going to talk about a fad I might want to bring back. I'm going to talk to you about a fad that maybe just needs to go away, some sort of diet or whatever. And then I'm going to talk to you maybe about a concept or something that is worth having a dialogue about. So that's what I'm going to do at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. And today, I actually have some questions from some people that I reached out to that are personal to me, that are scary, that I'm actually going to answer at the end of the show. So you need to stick around, cowboys and cowgirls. So let me start the show with the quote of the day. Louise Hay, So here it is. You have been criticizing yourself for years. You know you have, you know how I have. So you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. So how about trying to approve of yourself and let's just see what happens. Why not? What's the worst case scenario? It works. So that's our quote to today. Are you ready to dive in? Yes, I am. Oh, I'm so excited. So 2019 sucked. It was not fun. I heard it 100,000 million times from family, friends, clients that it was hard. It was yucky. It was all about sitting in the muck. And it was hard for us to believe that 2020 was really going to be about transformations and about expansion and all those things. The grass is greener on the other side. So 2019 was no different for me. And what happened with me is that I really had to get down and dirty with recognizing I had gone off, left corporate America about 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago, and decided after years of doing it kind of everybody else's way and feeling like I wasn't heard was really kind of what I felt. And it only was because sometimes I was a little ahead of the game. Sometimes my mission or vision didn't line up with the corporation or the people, but I felt like for the first time in my life, I needed to kind of go do my own thing. So some of you know the story. I moved to Florida, looking at the palm trees, writing my own content, releasing it whenever I wanted to. But guess what happened? After 3.5 years, I started to realize that I could not do all of this on my own. And I started to feel like I wasn't enough, that I wasn't achieving what I thought I needed to. I thought that I wasn't deserving. I thought that, I felt like I was running out of time, frankly. It's like I'm in my early 50s and I thought, oh my God, like I haven't made my millions and where's my 401k and this is almost over. And share with you guys. Because the tough part is I'm here to coach you guys and I'm here to speak in front of crowds and ride unicorns and pretend everything is gorgeous. And that was really my approach to making sure that you knew everything was doable and that you were enough and you could be positive and you could get yourself out of this muck. And I was going to be there for you, but I did not take the mask off for myself for more than 3 seconds. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about. And I started to realize that wherever I went geographically, no matter how fast I ran or whatever, those things kept coming up. You know, are you enough? Are you meeting expectations? Are you smart enough? Do you have enough acronyms behind your name? You know, fill in the blank. So my typical pattern in the past, and you guys know, there's some of you out there, please just be raw and real with yourself because you know you recognize this. Some of you out there connect with, you feel something, you feel hurt, you feel a negative emotion, and you might feel it for a millisecond. That was me. Like, okay, there it is. That feels like crap. For me, I tend to have more of a masculine energy. So for me, I went into the to-do list, the fixer, the, get her done. You got to just shut up or put up. If you have a problem, go in the shower and cry, be bold. And that's just what I've done my whole entire life. If somebody hurt me, I have no issue with confrontation in the sense of working through stuff. But if it was severe hurt and I couldn't get through it, they just got put over here to the side. We just went ahead, excommunicated them, and just said, hey, got to move on. So maybe you resonate with feeling it a little bit and then going into, I don't know if you guys watch Ray Donovan. I don't, but my family does. So I'm the fixer. I guess Ray Donovan is kind of the fixer. I don't drink. I think he drinks Jack. But anyways, I'm the fixer. So if I can't fix it, then what do? I got to move on, right? I got to get busier. And it's funny because I started to think last year, you know, busier is the new black. You know, we were saying pink is the new black. Like that was the cool thing. For me, busy was the new black. the cool thing, the thing you were commended for, and that society looked up to you and said, man, look at her. She's working 17 hours a day. You know, she's got it going on. How does she do it? And I think I hovered in that for about 4 decades, if you ask my mom, maybe. So listen, you guys, I decided a year ago that I've been working with Transformation Talk Radio. I've had this radio show, Coach Couch and Coffee was my previous radio show. You can still see it out there on my YouTube or wherever you get your favorite podcast. So I still have stuff out there. And I started working with Transformation Talk Radio a little over a year ago, and about December, I think. And I launched my first show, I think, in February-ish. It didn't take long. It didn't take long when I was like, I need help. I need help. I do not know what you guys do. I remember saying, I do not want to do accounting. I do not want to do marketing. I suck at it. I can't do this entrepreneurship thing anymore. It was really cool at first. You know, there was a, I think it was USA Today last week. Was it last week? The 24th, I think, released a study or an article that said people who work at home, they are so much more depressed and feeling isolated than ever before. So that was me. And I've always worked in groups, always been in corporate America, always had one or two jobs, always had people around me, always had that energy that I felt as an extrovert that filled me up. So for those extroverts out there, try to think of yourself as being home 24/7. I'm serious, 24/7. I stopped speaking in public. I stopped teaching in public. I stopped seminars. I stopped, I did some retreats, but I stopped those and I taught everything virtually. And so I just withered and I needed help. I couldn't keep up with the growth last year. And so I reached out to Dr. Pat and her team at Transformation Talk Radio. And I said, I trust you guys. I do not have any clue what you do beyond radio, but I don't trust anybody else. Well, guess what? I learned I needed to figure out myself. I needed to share more. I needed to, you know, you can't go forward until you go back. Gross. And I couldn't go forward till I figured out who I was in the day. So I reached out to Dr. Pat. They came forward, said they were going to be there for me. They said that they were going to help me rebrand, get everything in a spot, a website. So you guys all had a place to find me, a place to shop. Novel idea. Didn't think that was that big of a deal. And I had no flipping clue what I was headed into. We're talking, it's the same thing I do with my clients, but it was such an aha, like, duh. I put you guys through stuff and I was being put through stuff and it matched literal to the assignments, to the discovery I put you guys through. And I was furious at myself that I asked for this help. I remember thinking, I asked for help in my personal life if I want it. But now I've let somebody in my business, I've let somebody in the deep, dark secrets of what I know and don't know. So I'm going to get back to that in a second. If that doesn't entice you, maybe it will. Hang tight. So Three Wellness Pillars was my previous business. Ate, drank, slept that. Exercise, mindset, nutrition. Totally made sense. It's everything we are, right? And as I went through the year, I started to realize that one side of our lives, there's wellness. One side of our lives, there seems to be this thing called well-being. But I could not, again, I could not find anything that brought it all together to help me and for me to help you. And so that was something that was also a part of my development over the year, is to make sure that I brought you guys an updated model to my wellness wheel that now dives into 24 dimensions instead of just, I think I had 14. Yeah, let's make it more complex, but it works. So here was an example of what I learned. Do you know that, to me, when I was going through this, nutrition actually tied in with beliefs and faith? What a couple of other examples. Exercise for me tied into values, Absolutely. Integrity and values. Relationships were tying into habits. Who'd have thought? Date nights, those types of things. Talking to your daughter, habits. And for me, things like finance aligned with purpose. So that's how this wheel, and I'm actually going to have it on visuals in my future radio shows. And it's also on my new website at allthingswellness.com. So while I'm going through this year, bawling my eyes out every week, stay tuned on that, crying every week, I'm not kidding, every single week, and then being happy because I was discovering myself. At the same time, I'm letting go of a business, recreating some content, trying to figure out if this is going to work. And I thought about you guys and I thought, I've got to get through this so I can help you guys through sharing my story and letting you know I am absolutely 100%. Well, first of all, I'm not going to cry. I am 1,000,000% not perfect. I do not have this figured out. I am you, and I'm going to be transparent with you. And the hardest part is it's my business. It's my lane. And like I said earlier, it's really hard to let you know if I'm struggling when you're calling me to help you. Like, does that make sense? You don't want to go to a physician who's a psychologist and he says to you, yeah, man, my relationship's gone down the basket, and you're there to talk about your relationship. So really fine line that I've been dancing for years. So this last year, you know, let's do a little beautiful pause here. On my previous show, I always brought a unicorn mug, had a sip. I'm bringing that along to this show. Because, you know, especially when you don't have a guest and you're yik-yakking a long time, you get a little thirsty. So I got my mug. So I want to dive into sharing with you my story and just see if you resonate. And you can always email me at peggy@allthingswellness.com. That's my new email. Gosh, I super love to hear your stories. I can't wait to share them. I'm telling you right now. So Dr. Pat, for those of you who haven't met her, how do we say this? She is one of those people that you love to hate, hate to love, then you love to hate, then you love lover and hate hater. You know those people in your life? Me, your coach that I've helped for you for a long time. You know you love to hate me and hate to love me. Well, guess what? I asked for her. I paid her, just like you do me. And I was pissed every single week. I know she's listening to this, but I said, I'm going to be real. So let me tell you about one of the first things that got me started. So our very first session, she says, I'm going to be tape recording every one of our calls. And it was via Zoom, just like I meet with you guys. I'm going to tape record every call. And you're going to be doing things that you're going to have no idea where I'm taking you. I've said that. And it's homework, and you're just going to keep doing it. And I'm going to do what I'm good at, and you just do what you need to do. It's going to give me information to rebrand you, figure out who you are. And my first question to you is, who are you and what do you do? And I thought, oh, what kind of question is that? Like, I asked for this. Like, I was so ticked off. Like, don't ask me. And then there was this, you know, that awkward pause. I can't even explain to you how weird it was when someone asks you after all these decades, like who you are and what you do, and you just have this pause and you realize you're being videotaped. And I couldn't answer it in a few intelligent sentences. So she's like, okay. So I'm just going to go real quickly through some of the assignments I had over the year and 9 months. So I had to do big poster boards. Aren't those fun? Vision boards. You guys have done those. And one said, I am my past. I am my present. I am my future. Sounds real simple. I thought, oh, I got out the pens. I'm going to draw some pictures. It's going to be great. She wanted me to write down some adjectives and nouns and just things I thought about my past, my present, where I wanted to go. So I started that project, reported in next week thinking, I'm so sure I'm going to get an A. It's ridiculous. And no, I did not get an A. She said, where's your jobs, like your previous jobs? You know, the things you've done, like you say that you've been a mom, but like, where are all the resume-ish things and the awards that I've seen that you've gotten? I don't know. I didn't think about putting them on there. Okay, we'll go back this week. Go back and think about all the things you've done. Go ahead and get all those things on there. 6 agonizing weeks, you guys, I went through this stuff. Well, guess what? I do that to my clients. Then she says, I want you to leave a message on my phone. I think that was one of the next ones. I want you to leave a message on my phone and tell me exactly who you are and what you want to do. I thought, I got this nailed. Wrote it all out. Hi, I'm Coach Peggy, and this is who I am, and blah, blah, blah. This is what I do. And I thought, I've got this nailed. The following week, you know, just isn't, I mean, 3 wellness pillars, who cares? What is that? No interest, you know? She said something's really nice, okay? But bottom line. And then I had to do makeup paragraphs as if I was sitting next to somebody on an airplane and they asked me what I did. I had to build in self-care. 17 days, Peggy, you're going to go swimming. Get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, go swim. I don't care how long you're out there. No news. What else did I have to do? Don't eat breakfast. And I said, why 17 days? I don't know. I just kind of like that number. I thought, oh, I've said that to my clients before. So you guys, I had to go through the exact same stuff that you all go through. I just have never been put through that. And so I was able to all these years put on that really happy face and be all I could to you guys. And I wasn't faking it, like pretending to be literally earning an Emmy and faking it to you. I just coped that way. I just got my act together, whether I walked in a room, did a virtual meeting, I did not present my crap to you because you weren't paying to hear my stuff. And I never realized how much of a disservice I might be doing. I learned from her and her team by not connecting my stories of my last 30 years and connecting and being real with you and creating relationships and having that sense of belonging that we are on the same team. That I don't need to tell you over and over what to do without telling you what it's about and what it feels and why sometimes. Yeah, you feeling me? You feeling the feels? Yeah. So I also had to stop my limited thinking, which I did not think I had limited thinking behavior. I had no clue. I thought I reached for the stars. I'm always mixing it up. I'm diverse. No. I believe the topic came up when she said, what is your future? And I said, I want to write a book. And she looked at me and she said, really, you want to write one book? Well, yeah, that'd be great. Why one? Well, I don't know. Why not multiple books? Top sellers. Okay, that sounds great. I said, well, I want to get out and speak again. Well, where do you want to speak? I said, I want to start locally. Why not internationally? Huh? Okay, that sounds pretty cool too. And she just took me through this whole darn thing. And so I wanted to start this show to just please, please allow me to keep sharing for the rest of my life, because I'm never going to stop doing what I love to do, to allow me to keep sharing my stories and being real with you. And you keep coming along and trusting me and believing in me and not judging me like I don't judge you, and accept me for being a human being. Novel idea, Peggy. Duh. I mean, I know I'm human, but seriously. I am me. I am human. I am my own client. I need always to have help. And I need an accountability team. And I don't eat well. And I don't sleep well. And all these things. So I want you to stay tuned. I'm going to go to commercial. Zach's going to take me to commercial. And when we come back, we are going to go through a quick lightning round, which I'm going to be doing with each of my guests. So we're going to go through a quick lightning round, tell you what that's all about. Then I want to go into just explaining my new model just a little bit. Yeah, cool stuff. And then I want to go into a fad thing and some questions and fun things like that. So this is the brand new Coach Peggy Show. And I love you guys. Come back right after break and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Did you know you already have everything you need to live a vibrant and powerful life? Who you are and how extraordinary your life is affected more by your mindset than anything else. Tune in live each week to Vibrant Powerful Moms, Mondays, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern, to join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests to help you create an extraordinary life. For more information, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
You know, I wish you guys could hear the outtakes. This is Peggy on the Coach Peggy on the Coach Peggy Show. The outtakes are so much fun. Chit-chatting with Zach. Jamming to the music and everything. But, you know, Zach and I were just chatting about how 2019 was, he said, you know, it was tough for a lot of people. And he said, so it was really interesting to hear that it was, you know, it was tough for you. And, you know, you guys, it was like, when clients come to me, and I really understand now, they come to me with a goal, they come to me with money, right? Like, first of all, it's an investment, and you're hiring an expert that's good at something in an area that you're not, and you hope they are, right? You're investing. And then you have these goals that you don't know if they're attainable or not, but you hope that they know that, and they are going to take you on the way, and you know it's going to be a little bit painful. And so it's the same thing that I went through. And I was telling him that every week when I met with Dr. Pat, who, by the way, you guys, coach, mentor, running an amazing business, multiple businesses, I can't say enough about her. I know I've driven her crazy this last year. I told her I'll make her proud, but the girl is probably glad to get my name out of her mouth for the next few weeks because we have been doing work and she's probably tired. So I would come into my office every week with my homework, with my tail between my legs. And I would joke with Jessica at the station and I would say, here I am going to the principal's office. And sometimes I would come out feeling awesome and sometimes I wouldn't, which is exactly how my clients feel. So that was 2019. You know, you're resonating with that. We all need help. We all need a coach. We all need a mentor. So please, please figure that out. Whether it is, does not have to be me. I am not here to say that. My show is all about bringing as many resources, as many relationships in front of you each week, 1 hour, every Tuesday night, 6 Eastern, and just give a platform where we can talk about every single darn thing on the planet. Because it's here. I nailed it. I nailed it. There isn't anything in that wheel, I'm telling you right now. And if you look on my website at allthingswellness.com. It's brand new. It was released today. And on there, you're going to see some programs. So bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. Bronze is a 30-day program. Silver is 6 months. Gold is a year. And then the platinum is a full year certification program. If I've worked with you before, it can go a little bit faster, but what? Huh? Is that cool or what? So let's talk about lightning round, because we're back and we're talking about bringing wellness and well-being together, but also having fun. So each week I'm going to have a lightning round, random questions, going rogue with my guests, creating relationships. And so I thought I'd pull a few random lightning round questions for me, because I wanted to have this show be real with you about me. So here you go. Question number one. Favorite toy growing up? I had to think about this because, remember, I forgot my past. Dr. Pat taught me that. I had a ventriloquist dummy named Lester. So if you're not in your 50s, you have no flipping clue. Maybe he's around. I don't know if I thought I was going to be on stage somewhere, but that was my favorite toy. Not Chatty Cathy. Okay, so another one. Have you ever tried cat food or dog food? Dog food. I tried a, what is it? The milky dog bones or the milk dog bones before. Bit off the end of it. See, these are random. Random. Going to be fun when you have somebody on here that is going to go, what in the heck are you doing? I'm not telling them. So this one I pulled out of my handy dandy toolbox I've created is, describe yourself as an animal. Which one are you? So you might be surprised on the one I pulled out. And I talked to my son about this today and he switched my thinking. So I said turtle because I feel like no matter what, this old girl, I'm going to be 101. No, limited thinking I have. I'm going to be whatever age, but I'm still going to keep plugging. So I think about a turtle. My oldest son, Shane, said, Mom, you're not a turtle. You're a chameleon. You're like a gecko or something that changes colors all the time because you're always diverse and reaching out there and doing different things. I thought that was beautiful. But after my last year, I thought, I don't know if that's a compliment or not. It sounds kind of pingy and avoiding my real self. So, but of course I thanked him. Yes, I did. So let's talk one more time about this wheel, and then I'm going to go on to some cool questions that I reached out to people and asked them personal questions. I said, they're old clients. There were some friends in there I hadn't heard from for a while. There was a buddy, my buddy Brian, who I've known since first grade. Actually, yesterday, he reminded me that Mrs. Landry was our teacher. Why would I remember that? I don't even remember what's on my resume, people. Come on, Brian. So we're going to talk about some questions, but right now, and Zach will do this in the next few shows because I didn't do a very good job of getting him a PowerPoint or getting him a slide to show you guys. My bad. But this little cute little thing, it's going to have four quadrants. Sounds simple. Heart, spirit, mind, and body. Well, then what? I've got it all dissected into spokes. So those of you who've worked with me before, my wellness wheel concept, there are a bunch of them out there. Yeah. But mine is all, my mentality when I've taught clients is all about finding where you have that puncture, right? So we map it out. Where is your puncture? Where do you sit from the hub out on relationships? Where do you sit with creativity? So that's been my model in the past. We wanted it nice and round. Okay, it's rolling along. You're doing well. That was the tool we used. So now, you guys, we're going to use this tool. It's very in-depth, 24 opportunities to have these spokes. So they blend wellness and well-being together. So I got meditation on there. I've got spirit on there. I've got everything from talents and gifts to values and integrity, self-care, medical care, stress. Whoa, on the stress situation, right? I've got things about habits and rituals and beliefs and faith, all those things. heart, spirit, mind, body. Bam. Mic drop. Cannot wait. Trademarked. I have to brag about one thing. Okay. Okay, people. Okay. So let's talk about some of these questions. So what's going to happen after each show? We come back. Boom. Lightning round. Already did it. Check. Then we're going to talk about the content that the guest is talking about, right? Super fun things. Wait till I tell you the guests that are coming up in the next few shows. Oh my goodness sakes alive. And then I'm going to go into just a section once I let them go about different fads. Maybe leg warmers should come back. You wait till you see what I want to bring back here in a second. But right now I want to go over some questions that some people sent me. I'm going to go over a few of them. I've saved some because there were a lot and I want to space them out over the next few weeks so that I can keep my authenticity and transparency alive with you guys each show. So I'm going to answer some each show. Okay, Linda Neininger, these people did say I could use their name. She asked me this. With all that you know about habits and the brain, do you have times when your nervous system seems out of control and your brain is telling it needs something that you don't want to eat? Even after you use all your tools, you quiet your brain and you sit with that feeling, or maybe even you nourish yourself in other ways and try to refocus. If so, what do you do when you're struggling and used all these tools? Okay, I had to dig deep on this one because you guys, Linda is also a coach. So I knew she was coming at me hard. So for me, when I think about going through all of those things, food has not been, I'm an under eater. So for years, when I got busy or manic, and I am not afraid to tell you guys that I have been definitely treated for being an under eater and definitely, I'll tell you, on medication, we're all mental, right? I say that lovingly because if you think you don't have something to work on up here, you're crazy because we all do at one point or time or another. So I have to deal with not being super OCD or manic, like cleaning the floor with a toothbrush. Okay. So for me, under eating was always my deal because I was always so manic and running around and I had issues with under eating. So for me, for her to ask me this about nutrition has been much easier for me with nutrition and exercise over the years. Why? Here is my answer to this. Because I created habits really early on. It became very structured. Eat this, eat when, exercise when, do this, tick, tick, tick. So it's been my industry. So when I was a trainer, I would work out with people. It just became really habitual. But the thing I want to resonate with you guys that might help is that for me, I see the signs and then I know what to do with it. So for me, the signs are when I see lack of sleep creeping in, when I see a project coming in where I'm working extensively, like long hours, my brain starts going, uh-oh, right? When migraines might pop up, I'm going, oh no. And I pull away from people. All of that equals sugar for me. So when I'm feeling those things, I know I'm going to go for sugar. So now I can recognize those red flags and sugar be gone. It's out of the house. Dana, who's my guy, 8 years he's been putting up with me, bless his soul. He knows get that sugar out of the house ASAP. So when I see an action or lack of an action equals sugar, I got to get rid of it. So Linda, maybe some other people out there can do it this way. If you recognize an emotion, boredom, lonely, sad, and it equals salt or it equals sugar or it equals alcohol, my suggestion to you would be to reduce that sucker in the house, get it out as much as you can. If you know that's what you're going to do. Okay. It's like bringing your drug into your house. So sugar is my drug. And I hear when I know I'm going to be weak. Hope that helps. Okay. Brian Huntington, my love from first grade. Well, like he wasn't my love from first grade. He was like close house forever and a day. And he lived in Tampa, 2 hours away. And I haven't even seen him for a gazillion years. So what does he say? He says, at what point in your life did you know that it was time to make a change in your personal life, to start over, move forward, and learn to let your heart be loved by someone else again? Oh, the nerve he had. I was like, okay, Peggy, you can do this. You're going to talk about your love life on live radio? Okay, had to do it. So for me, I knew I had to move on. I had a yucky relationship about 13-ish years ago. I learned a bunch from it. So it's not his fault. It's not my fault. It's not anyone's fault. Swear. But for me, the reason I knew I needed to go on was my health. Okay. So again, I'm the fixer, right? I couldn't fix it. Tried really hard. My sleep suffered. My physical body suffered. I went on a medical disability because I couldn't handle everything. I tried to remodel the house, blah, 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 blah. And I couldn't fix it. And you get to a place where you realize somebody is just better with somebody else. And you obviously are better with somebody else because you can't fix each other. So, Brian, that's when I knew I needed to move on. Now, how do I open up my heart to someone else? Super not interested in that. I was so not. But the little universe works in really weird ways. And so Dana was just plopped into my place of employment as a trainer. And he is like the best mix of everything. He is being wheel. And he worries about if I have food, and he knows I love my job, and he supports me, and he makes sure I eat, drink, have cough drops. Best thing that's ever happened to me. I could not be here to live my passion and purpose, to help any of you guys. Nothing. Create a legacy, financial freedom, to help more, or foundation, anything I want to do without that guy. Straight up. And I just had to take a risk, Brian. Like my dad said, you want to be by yourself forever or you want to take a risk? Okay. I took a risk. Okay, Diane Bertini, I'll tell you what, this one was a tough one. Oh my gosh, girl, you're lucky you didn't live near me, because I tell you, I love you, but this one was not fun. I've had this come up several times in my life, and I'm going to say it. I have two examples for Diane. Okay, here's her question. I feel like people like you, Peggy, who are disciplined, gym-going, healthy eating types, have it easier than me. Spontaneous, don't love the gym or home workouts, and I'm a food lover. You have it easier than me because you get to fit in what you like. Am I wrong? Like you. Oh, sister, I told you what my 2019 year was like. You don't want to do it, do you? Okay, so first of all, my lesson is, the thing that I would say to everybody is, first of all, we don't know what we don't know. I taught you that, right? In the last hour, 45 minutes, you don't know what it's been like to be me. You don't know how hard it's been. You see the outside of me. You see my social media. You see me smile. You don't know if I'm crying. You don't know if I'm sleeping. You don't know if I've lost a relationship. You don't know if I'm broke. You don't know if I lost my dog. You don't know anything unless I share it with you. My bad. For not. Okay. So my love, Diane, the biggest lesson that I have learned over the years as a coach is not sharing that. Okay. Not sharing with you guys how I balance it better, how I deal with my relationships, how I fared as a mother or a partner. Talk to me sometime about how I feel about mothering my two sons. Okay. We all would love to go back. I mean, I have my youngest son saying to me right now, Mom, I need you to tell me more of how you feel. I need you to cry more. I don't want you to cry, but I need you to cry. I need you to know if something, I need to know if you're sad and you have feelings. That's my feminine side. People don't like that side. I'm trying, Tanner. I'm trying. My God, I'm trying. Okay, buddy. So the biggest disservice I did, Diane, is not letting everybody know how I struggle with these things, because it's not easy. Okay. So you're a food lover. I'm not. So I work out to get rid of stress. So you don't. Guess what? You have a lot more fun than I do. You do more things with your family. You snowshoe. You go outside. You laugh. You listen to podcasts. You read books. I don't do any of those things. I don't get out for a walk where I moved here and there are palm trees everywhere, unless Dr. Pat makes me. So grass is greener on the other side? Yeah, no. We all have our struggles. We all have to figure out our habits. We all need an accountability team. We all need clear, concise, attainable goals to build up our confidence, to keep going. I've worked with Diane before many times, and I love her to death, and I know she doesn't sincerely think I have it nailed, but the question is very valid. I want to spin off that for a second and give you guys a story of, I was a coach for a show where ABC came to work with the University of Colorado and the Anschutz Health and Wellness Center. Had an amazing program they brought together to do a boot camp. So if you've seen that show, individuals could apply for that show and be on for the TV show. But the university and ABC worked together and brought in a boot camp program. So it was there for a week, and then it went off for a year, and the coaches taught virtually. Then they came back for graduation. So I was a coach, and I was the manager of the transformation coaches and the coaches that taught the boot camp. And I was in the locker room and I was getting ready. I always did Zumba classes with everybody because I love Zumba. And every boot camp that would go, whether it was mine or not, I would go in there and do Zumba with all the people that would come for boot camp. So I'm in the locker room. There are three gals in there and they're getting dressed for the class and they're there to lose weight. It was a weight loss camp. And I said, you guys have a great workout. This is, they're changing. You have a great time. And they looked at me, all three of them shunned down at me. And one of them said, yeah, we'd have a good workout if we look like you. Whew. Yes. If I'd have said what I wanted to say, I'd have lost my job. It would not have been wise. Plus I'm more professional than that. So I said, it's tough. I think I said something like, it's hard for all of us to be healthy. It's a struggle for all of us. I wanted to say, it's hard to eat or be an under eater. It's hard to work out or not work out, but I didn't. Here's the point. Walked across the hallway, went into the Zumba class. Sure as hell. In they come, all three of them. And guess what? Because I coach all the coaches, I know who they are, and ended up having a fantastic relationship with them. And my point is that you don't know what's on the other side of this. Right. So Diane, sweet girl, asking that question, don't become more like me. Maybe we share habits. I wish I would spend more time with my family. You have some dogs. You love them. You're always posting just amazing scenery pictures. I couldn't tell you if I've seen a sunset in the last 2 years. Give me some of your habits. I'll give you some of mine. Let's barter. Sound good? All right. Let's talk fads. Fad or for real? This is going to be part of the show each week. At the end of the show, where I'm going to talk about what I'd like to bring back, what's real or not real. It's all my opinion. So shoot stuff at me. I don't care. Email me. Do what you got to do. Send me some ideas. Argue with me. So here I was thinking today. So I have a millennial. I know I hate labels. I have a 20-year-old female who I know very well, who struggled with body image, very, very hardcore. Okay. About 2 years ago, she said to me, I'm going to pull myself off social media. I'm going to pull myself off Instagram because I'm struggling. I'm looking at everybody. I'm judging myself. I just can't do it. And she did. She pulled off for 30 days. So I started thinking about self-help. For millennials, I'm just going to give you that name. In the 20s, early 30s, I started thinking today about self-help and going, it was such a fad in the 10 years ago, 20 years ago, to dive into the self-help. There are self-help books, self-help classes at church. We prayed about it. We thought about it. We drew about it. Got coloring books, self-help, self-help, self-help. So I thought, what's going on with the millennials? Well, guess what? It is doing the complete opposite. Studies are showing, articles are showing, it is self-help is doing the exact opposite for that age group than it ever did for Gen X, Gen Z, baby boomers, anybody else, because of so much comparative things. And I also think, as I got to thinking about it, I also think that it's a lot to do the pinging, okay? So my age group, I do this with my clients. Are you a visual learner, an auditory learner, kinesthetic? And I help my clients learn their way. So as a millennial, what I would say is figure out what way you like to learn. Is it a podcast or is it reading a magazine? And pick a subject. You want to budget better, save your finance, you know, save money, work on your finances, and stay in the lane. Listen to a podcast, work on finances. Listen to a podcast, work on finances. Do it for a month. That's your self-help. That is the fad, okay? I support that fad, but I don't support all this pinging. Whether you want to learn how to put makeup on or dress differently, whatever it is, you guys, I would just say stay in your lane and do it your way. Now I'm going to share a fad I'd like to bring back. Yes, I would. And it's coming back a little bit, I think. Let's bring back the fanny pack. Okay. I swear. It works. But you gotta have the fanny pack. This is why everybody's losing their crap. Where are my keys? Where is the garage door opener? Where is my lip gloss? Where's my debit card? Where's my, I don't know, earbuds, whatever. Because we don't have it in one spot. Us, we girls, we have 10 purses. We have all these guys have man purses. Bring back the cool fanny packs. That's what I want to come back as a fad. Okay, so just an example. Controversial subject might come up, fads, whatever, each week. Now I want to lead you into, we're going to kind of finish up here. I'm going to head out after this first show. Love you guys so much, mean it. And I want to tell you who's coming up. Big, loving people coming up. Next week, so excited. February 11th. Miguel Dean, he's hailing to us, coming to us from the UK. Now listen, this guy is going to share his personal story. It's going to blow your mind. He went down a path of violence, petty crime, addictions, homelessness. I told you, I'm bringing you real people. We're done. Done with this other stuff. Bringing you real deals. And he is going to tell us how loving his son being born, changed his life. And now he learned to work with his masculine energy in a different way, more of like a feminine side. I know I'm saying that a lot, but it's really the deal out there. We need to talk about that. So he's going to be here Monday. This month, I'm also having Kat Kanavos. She's been on Dr. Oz, the doctor's show, NBC, CBS. She's a 3-time breast cancer survivor. And she believes that dreams can diagnose health and wealth and relationships. If we pay attention to our dreams, you know you've had them. Write that down. Something's happening. She's on the show. Let me give you a hint about somebody else. Dr. Bonnie McLean. Okay, so she's going to chat to us about integrative medicine, everything from science. We're going to go into the medical side of it as well. We're going to talk about East, West, history. She has been around, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many years, and I'm stoked. I want you to come back every Tuesday, 6 Eastern. We're going to keep going on this lovely path together. I'm going to be real with you. You can hop on my website, allthingswellness.com. Please check it out. Got some fun pictures and stories and blogs, and the radio shows are on there, programs. Okay, you guys, Zach and I'll see you next Tuesday. Love you, mean it. Keep all things well. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Coach Peggy Show, All Things Wellness, with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I talk all things wellness. We help you truly understand all things wellness, and it's not just a diet. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. For more information or to connect with me, go visit allthingswellness.com.